USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is sending more agents to the southern border. She released a statement today saying that she's deploying another 750 U.S. Customs personnel to the border. El Paso Mayor DeMargo tells the political website The Hill there needs to be multiple options when it comes to securing our southern border.
As I've talked to them, there's a place they need more manpower. They've told me they need more 2,000 more agents. There's also a place for technology. So it's part and parcel. My position is a physical barrier is not the be-all, end-all for border security.
Michael Avenatti is appearing in a federal court in Los Angeles to answer charges related to wire fraud and bank fraud. The celebrity attorney says he plans to address the press after the briefing. Avenatti is accused of stealing $1.6 million from a client using phony income tax returns to get a $4 million loan from a Mississippi bank. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Georgia lawmakers passed a bill that bans abortions at the first sign of a fetal heartbeat. Now, this can be found as early as 6 weeks, and the governor is expected to sign the bill.
And regarding that heartbeat, executive director of the Georgia Life Alliance, Josh Edmonds, tells CNN,
The overwhelming consensus in the medical community is that a heartbeat is detectable at 6 weeks in the womb, sometimes even earlier, and the science says that between 6 and 8 weeks, the chances of a miscarriage when the heartbeat is detectable goes down significantly. The chances of carrying your pregnancy successfully to term are about 98% successful between 6 and 8 weeks when there's a detectable heartbeat.
Police are investigating bodies found inside a North Dakota business. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
An investigation is just getting started in North Dakota after several people were found dead inside a building just west of Bismarck. No word on how many bodies were found or if there's any idea of what the cause of death may be.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is denying any alleged inappropriate behavior with Nevada legislator Lucy Flores back in 2014. Flores, in her first interview, says she did not have any personal relationship with the former vice president that would justify his alleged behavior.
In this situation, it was unwanted. It was shocking because of the power difference. Context is also important here.
Flores also tells MSNBC,
we don't take oftentimes this lower level of invasion of space and touchings of your body, unwanted touchings of your body, in the exact same kind of seriousness in which we do the other type of behaviors.
Nebraskans recovering from recent flooding could be eligible for special food benefits from the USDA. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Residents of Nebraska could receive the benefits if they meet disaster income limits with qualifying disaster-related expenses. Steve Horton runs the USDA's Disaster Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
If they have had losses, maybe things like loss of income, damage to their property, relocation expenses, and even in some cases loss of food due to power outages, they can go to a central DSNAP site operated by the state and apply to receive DSNAP benefits.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Your Final Four is set in the NCAA tournament. Michigan State will take on Texas Tech, and Virginia will play Auburn. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.